Item K, a non-action item. Item K is the National Technology Award to Judicial Counsel, AOC, for the California Courts Protective Order Registry, CCPOR. And to present that is Ms. Anna Brannon, Deputy Secretary for Policy of the California Technology Agency. Thank you for being here. And Mr. Mark Desmond, Information Services staff.
Thank you, Chief Justice, and thank you, members of the Judicial Council, for allowing me to present to you today. It's a great experience to be here, and I have to tell you, it's very humbling to be before such a distinguished group. I'm here today to recognize you for two awards you've received for a computer system. The California Courts Protective Order Registry. This was a system that was created as a result of a recommendation that you received from your domestic violence task force. A few months ago, this system received an award from the Center for Digital Government as one of the Best of California 2011 awards. Also, this month, the National Association of State Chief Information Officers also honored your system. The association received hundreds of award nominations for IT projects from all the 50 states and selected a winner and two finalists for every category. The association recognizes those information technology initiatives in America that exemplify best practices, are innovative, and provide cost-effective services to Americans. This month at the Association's annual conference, the Judicial Council Administrative Office of the Courts was recognized as one of two finalists in the data, information, and knowledge management category. You are, in fact, the only court in the United States that received an award this year. As you know, this system created a statewide repository for restraining and protective orders. It bridged communication gaps and an improved interagency cooperation. It was your vision and leadership that improved safety for victims of crime as well as California's peace officers in the field, and we in the executive branch want to thank you. On behalf of the California Technology Agency and the administration, I'm honored to present you the finalist certificate for outstanding project and exemplary service to the people of California. We are so fortunate in the executive branch to have you all as our partner. Thank you.
Thank you.
Just a short word for Chief, if that's okay.
Of course.
Thank you. Very inadequate proxy for the many, many people who should be here to accept this award. This was a collaborative effort. I know that's becoming a cliche these days, but we don't do technology for technology's sake. And technology, when it's successful, is the result of collaboration. In this case, in addition to the council and its domestic violence task force, which started this effort, the 22 courts that are on CCPOR today, their counties, their county IT, their sheriff's department, their law enforcement, all contributed to the success. Many departments and divisions in the AOC. Obviously, Information Services Division was important to that prospect, but so were many others, including the Center for Families, Children, and the Court, and, of course, our executive sponsor through this whole thing, Ms. Christine Patton, was instrumental in making sure we were successful. The other thing that added to the success of this project, which I think the council should be aware of, is it was done very quickly and very inexpensively for one principal reason. We in ISD used many components to build this application from CCMS. So from V4, the application which we're ready to accept, we pulled pieces out of that while it was still in development, reused those components, and were able to deliver this very quickly. So I'm very happy that technology is part of an answer to protect the vulnerable citizens of California that need the courts for protection. So thank you on behalf of all of them.
Thank you. Mark. I just want to say that it's a marvel that we have such talented IS people who have a vision for us and to share information to the benefit of Californians. And the CCPOR registry is, if you haven't seen it or are not familiar with it, it's an awesome tool for judges to protect families and children and victims of domestic violence. And I thank Ms. Brannon from the California Technology Agency to recognize how the judicial branch does try to think outside the box to get to our remedies. And we mightily strive to find these kinds of remedies. And I think that, and I'll just point of personal privilege here, that I think it's the judicial branch that has the ability to move it and to act quickly and to come up with this idea and try to find what we famously call workarounds to be successful. So I thank you for acknowledging us, and the grandeur of this goes to our IS division, which I know is moving a bunch of dinosaurs down a road. Thank you.
Being one of those.
Dinosaur.
I want to thank Ms. Brennan also for coming today and presenting the award, and thank Mark Dustman and many of our AOC directors that participated in this. It really was a collaborative effort. I can't thank, and of course Christine, for guiding the efforts all the way through. I can't think of a better real example of what a statewide system provides in terms of our ability to work with our justice system partners and be able to provide information to law enforcement in their cars, to judges in other counties, and to other agencies that need information that is important. This is a lifesaver. This CCPOR is a lifesaver, and it's something that we can do more of. And I'm just very proud of you, Mark, and for all of your team.
Chris, I just want to add that in working with this multi-divisional team within the AOC and all of the courts in the and the sheriffs and the counties and everyone else we worked with, everyone was pulling for what really got me, not just on the technical part that needed to be done, which there were issues that we had to work through, but it was came from everyone's heart that this is going to save lives. This was going to really impact the people, the children, men and women in California. And everyone we worked for, that was the goal, and that was so fantastic to work with those people. I also want to acknowledge Kim Turner to my left, who is a Marin. They were the first court that was on the system, and they acted as guinea pigs, as they often do, and I want to commend them for taking that leap. And it is a little bit of a risk to go out and do that, but it's well worth it, it was a very fulfilling role that I played just to bring everyone together to make this project come to fruition.
Thank you. Thank you all. That concludes item K. At this time, I'm going to call it to be, I think that's exactly 11 o'clock, and we'll stand in recess for approximately 15 minutes and reconvene at 11:15 to take up item L, California Case Management System.